Welcome back, everyone, to our South Australian mini-series of Let's Play Through Golf Travel Show. Here we go. So, Sam Hughes, Club Operations Manager at Glenelg Golf Club. This is a really nice little episode for me, this one, being my ex-home club for about 10 years through the 90s and into the early 2000s. So really excited to speak to Sam today. How are we doing, Sam?
Doing great over here, mate. Golf couldn't be in a better place, to be honest, sort of coming out of COVID now, I guess. So, yeah, it's membership's gone back to full, which is probably the first time since you've been back here, really, to be honest, that we've actually had a genuine waiting list, and the golf course is essentially now full. So, it's going to, couldn't be better.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's been a good time for golf clubs all over, I think. But I guess particularly Australia was a little bit less affected than some places, certainly than the UK and the US. So you must be enjoying it still over there.
Yeah.
So, Sam, we just wanted to really highlight Glenelg Golf Club today. You know, let's be honest, it's probably one of the best three or four clubs and courses in Adelaide. So we felt we need to do it justice and get the good word out there. So tell us, we really want to learn a little bit more about the club and course, but tell us a little bit about the history of the club. It's been around since the 1930s, hasn't it?
Yeah, 1927, the course was opened. It had the course architect back then was Herbert Reimel. I think his nickname was Kagi. So we're coming up on 100 years in 6 years' time, so which won't be too sort of far away around the corner. Yeah, it's got great history here in Glenelg. There was earlier versions of Glenelg dating way back into the earlier 1900s. I think 1908 originally was the first reference with that, and the Royal Adelaide Golf Club were considered two at that one time.
That's right.
Yeah. But the official premise that we're on now was opened in 1927. So, yeah, it's been around a great time. We're a bit of a links style Parkland style golf course. So we're in a smallish block of land, but we make up for it with some creative dog legs, and we've got a pretty unique style of bunkering here, which would be familiar to you guys over in England there. It's a bit of a revetted style, so
that's right.
Basically sod stack bunker faces. I think we've got like 92 in total. Okay. So
And for the listeners out there, it's Glenelg is a seaside suburb about 12, 13 kilometres outside of the city. You can get a tram from the city straight out to Glenelg, but the course of Glenelg is probably around about a kilometre or two from the actual beachside suburb. But as you can imagine, it's quite a sandy bit of land down there, sandy soils. And again, the course plays quite firm and hard and running, doesn't it, Sam?
That's correct. Absolutely.
And what about the actual course itself? I know in my time there, it went through quite a renovation. They effectively ripped up all the greens. A lot of fairways were replaced with couch grass to, again, promote that sort of harder running type of game. As some holes were redesigned. So tell us a little bit more about that back in the early 2000s, late 90s. There.
Yeah, we had Neil Crafter and Mogford partnered together as the course architects during your time here, Lee, and they basically turned the whole thing from Kaikuya fairways and Poa greens around to a Santa Ana couch and fairways and then bent grass greens. So, I mean, that probably took all of 5 to 6 years, I think, to do the entire course.
Yeah, if not more.
So, and then in conjunction with that, we kind of did like a, we called it ASR project. So it's an aquifer storage recovery system. Basically, we capture any of the stormwater heading down a creek that runs sort of through the center of Adelaide to the coast. We capture that, purify it in our aquifers, and then pump it down for use later on. So all that kind of turned it from like a parkland sort of links to more of a link style course in its entirety. So we opened up the trees a bit more and sort of made the unwatered areas of the course a bit more sandy and linksy in nature as opposed to fully watered.
That's right. And what would you say are sort of the key assets you're going to need when playing? You sort of mentioned before that you need to be pretty straight, and it's not the longest course around. But you know, what are you going to need to have in the bag to get a good score around there?
Well, you need a good 220 to 240 meter drive, and like, doesn't sound like it's a long drive, but it's to an effective dog leg basically. So, you know, if you put yourself on the wrong side of the dog leg at the wrong yardage, you're going to be sort of left shut out to get around that corner. That, unless you can, you know, bomb at 265, 270, then you can just cut the corners out in its entirety. But even then, it has to be a perfect drive. Otherwise, you'll end up in tree line or a bunker or a water hazard somewhere.
Yeah. And greens, a fair bit of movement in them. They're decent size, typically quick for, you know, like most Australian courses are. So a bit of challenge on the putting as well.
Yeah, greens are run, they average, I think, 10.5 in the stimp meter. And they hover around the 11s quite frequently as well. So we've got not really tiered greens, just big undulating greens per se. It's not like a Greg Norman course where you get huge runoffs.
Yeah.
They're more just sort of raised with mounds in them as opposed to separate elevation changes.
Yeah. And we always like to find out what's sort of unique about clubs that we're talking to. So Glenelg, you know, it's a typically Australian type of golf course, but what would you say is something a little bit unique that people are going to enjoy when they go there?
Oh, wow. You know, unique for us here in Australia is the revetted face bunkers. I think there's only a handful of courses in Australia that actually have this. When you finish your round of golf and you're sitting on the balcony on the 18th fairway, we've got the best view in South Australia, basically. So it's a two-story golf club. So you'll just sit up on top of the balcony looking at everyone coming down the 18th. You've got the Adelaide Hills out to your east and you've got the sea out to the west. So, yeah, it's a great view.
Yeah, it is a bit special, that, isn't it? Nice place to have a cold beer at the end of the round, isn't it?
And, absolutely.
And what about your favourite holes? Sam, talk us through two or three of those.
I think the 8th hole is a really neat one for me personally. I like it off the black tees. Not that many people ever get to play it, but it's actually positioned across the entrance way as you drive into the golf course. So you've got to hit about 245 to 255 metres with a bit of a fade. And then you've got an approach to a sort of raised green where the pin, if it's kind of left of centre, can be kind of shut out from your depth, like your bunker kind of hides the depth of the flag.
Yeah.
And then 13 on the back nine is another really cool par four. It's 230 to the corner and then 120 in with water on the left-hand side of the green. And like the deeper the pin gets up the green, as you might remember that hole.
Yeah, yeah, no, I do. You know, it suited my fade, that one, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's just a really, really cool approach shot sort of back into the centre of the golf course. It's probably one of the better backdrops around our golf club too, that one.
Yeah, pretty strong finish with 18 as well, isn't it? And a good way to finish the round, big par, sort of sweeping par five finish.
Yeah, well, the last three holes, I mean, you were probably here when 16 used to run back towards the airport. Now it goes the other way now.
That's right.
They played in reverse, yeah. So you've got like a water carry into a water, almost an island. It's about 200 odd degrees of water surrounding the 16th green. And the 17th's got water all down the left now. That's like one of the strongest par fours you'll come across that plays into the headwind normally.
Yeah.
So the last three holes at Glenelg when the prevailing winds blowing will test you out.
Yeah, you got to keep your focus there, don't you?
Absolutely, you do.
And your card wrecker.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the clubhouse and really fantastic clubhouse it is. Again, that was built through that time where a lot of work was done on the golf course as well. It does have some pretty special views, but it's got some pretty special stuff on offer inside as well. Tell us a little bit more about the hospitality there.
Oh, yeah, we've got, I mean, South Australia, we would have to be known for one of the best places in the world for red wine. And like McLaren Vale, Shiraz's, we've got, I think we've got 170 wines on our wine list.
Wow.
So when you come down here, there's everything from Henschke's to Penfolds. We've got some nice local stuff in McLaren Vale, Darrenburg, Woodstock, Paulette's Rieslings, like Clare Valley Rieslings.
Yep.
And we're lucky that we get so many companies wanting to sort of partner with Glenelg and be a part of what we can offer everyone who comes and visits. And essentially it's just a premium product, to be honest. Yeah.
We can't stress enough as well to anyone that's from outside of Australia how good the food is at the golf clubs over there. You know, it's not just burgers and chips and the like. It's serious golf club food. Don't get me wrong, you can get a nice burger if you want, but the food really is of a high quality. I guess that's no different at Glenelg, Sam, from memory, but also obviously a lot of events that you run, you know, you need that sort of higher level of food.
Oh, yeah, we've got like Spencer Golf actually sits right at the front of Glenelg, you know, the suburb of Glenelg, the seaside suburb there. So like there's whiting from basically straight out the front. And you come here and the whiting's as good as you'll get anywhere in Adelaide. Rump steak, if you're into your steak and reds, plenty of that. Yeah, the food here really is top class. It's as good as you'll get in a restaurant anywhere here in Adelaide. So, yeah, we're open. We do dinners Thursday night, Friday night every week. During the summer months, we do a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yep. And then we do lunch here 7 days a week. So it's basically a full menu every lunch. And then dinners a few nights a week. Summertime, we're open up a bit more as well. So, yeah, so it's a great atmosphere. We'd have down here on a Wednesday night during the summer months. We get about 140 to 150 for dinner now.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool atmosphere. We get 110 people for twilight playing golf.
Yep.
Most of them come up and have dinner and then bring their families along as well. So you don't have to be a member and you don't have to play golf to come and visit. If you're ever in the area, just sort of pop your head in and we'll happily serve you and make you welcome.
Brilliant. My mouth's watering thinking about some of that seafood you were just talking about there. It's pretty awesome. What's coming up next at Glenelg? Any sort of plans on the horizon in the near future and any developments as such, or just continuous improvement?
Continuous improvement. We've got we've built a new 19th hole here at Glenelg, so we've got a couple of greens due to be resurfaced later on this year, so we won't have to go through what we did as juniors back at Glenelg, where we had fairways cut in and that was our green. We've got a properly rated 120 metre par 3 now, so when we want to resurface the second green or the third green, we can just take it out of play for 6 weeks, relay it. So we got a bit of that coming on the back half of this year.
Yeah.
So we've got probably some bigger stuff maybe starting from next year onwards. We've just sort of gone through a 5-year strategic plan last month. So we'll have the results of that kicking out and about by August. We'll have a full plan on the table for what the club will look like in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, things are looking good, mate, to be honest.
I'm sure that'll be very good, and what it'll look like in the next 5 years. So how can people get in touch, Sam, with you or the club if they want to, or if they're interested?
Yeah, so if they've got any golf inquiries at all, you can just email the pro shop, which is proshop@glenelggolf.com. So Shane Robinson's the director of golf. He'll happily field any golf-related inquiry. For anyone looking at anything function related or membership related, you can just email myself, and that can be sam.hughes@glenelggolf.com. And then best way, you can either go on our website, there's heaps of forms available. You can just fill out online forms and queries log at either my desk or Shane's desk, so it doesn't have to be via email, or just pick up the phone and give us a call. We're you know, open 7 days a week, 364 days of the year.
Brilliant. No, this is one that you've really got to go and check out, guys. It's a fantastic golf course, but equally just a great club. You know, you'll feel really welcome there. The facilities are fantastic. Can't recommend it enough. But Sam, thank you very much for coming on today and telling us a little bit more about Glenelg. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And hopefully we'll see you down there at some point.
Absolutely, mate. I hope you can get back to Australia one day. We'll welcome you down for a round of golf.
Yeah, if they ever allow flights in there again, I'm there.
Say we'll, don't worry.